Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Tuesday, May 5th, and I always say this every day almost. It's a beautiful day here in Seattle. It was raining, but I think the sun is peeking through. So that always makes it for a good day. And we have two very special guests today. We have Miss Jessica Milo and Mr. Rick Santa. And a little preview of what we're going to be talking about today is, I'll let you guys know, in May, an all-new production by the Ohio Metro Pops Orchestra and Chorale is that brought you a classic family Christmas featuring local favorites, two-time Emmy Award winner Nancy James. I had the pleasure of interviewing Nancy, I think it was back in December. Beautiful, beautiful voice, amazingly talented, wonderful lady. So that's a real bonus. And in an all-new production for one night only, a production of A Night to Remember, featuring everyone's favorite from Broadway and film scores coming together with world-famous Ohio Metro Pops Orchestra, featuring the local talents of Nancy James, local legend Dr. Albert Weisbrot, I think I said that right, David Robinette, coming all together on May 15th, so just a couple of weeks from now, 2015 at 7:30 p.m., Hope Church in Mason. So we'll be talking about that. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome in Miss Jessica Milo and Mr. Rick Santa. Hello, how are you today?
Jessica?
Good, how are you? Yes. How are you doing today?
Uh-huh. I'm doing great, thank you. Well, this is really exciting, guys. So tell everyone a little bit more about this and how you got here. And, gosh, I'm just, this is really, really cool. I really enjoyed my my interview with Nancy James and just listening to her voice. Oh, absolutely beautiful.
Well,
happy to do that. By the way, Catherine, it's for a change here in Cincinnati, it's warm and sunny today, so I can relate to your beautiful day comment. It's been a cold winter and a cool spring, and just this week the weather is broken, so I can relate to your joy.
Don't we just love that?
Yeah.
Especially after a brutal winter, which I understand that you guys had out in Ohio, is that correct?
Oh, my goodness. I've been a native Ohioan all my life, and we haven't had a winter like this since 1978 or maybe 1977. We had two strong winters in a row that were pretty tough, but it was tough. A lot of snow, and it was cold. Anyway, let's talk about something that's warm.
I love it.
A night to remember. First of all, I want to thank the Ohio Met Pops Orchestra and Chorale for participating with Mars Hill Academy. It's a real honor to be associated and work with such a great orchestra and some wonderful talent. Mars Hill Academy, by way of background, is a classical Christian school located in Mason, Ohio, which is a northern suburb of Cincinnati. And a very different school. We use a classical methodology or curriculum. It's actually a couple of millennia old. The classical methodology was created and I would say refined by the Greeks and Romans about the time of Christ. And if you want to go into details, we can do that. But essentially what we do here is we focus on teaching grammar, that is the rules of all subjects, logic, formal logic with Latin, and then also rhetoric as well. And, you know, the reason why this is sort of a natural partnership for Mars Hill Academy and the Ohio Pops is that our school prides itself in the pursuit of beauty, truth, and goodness. And so in every classroom, every day, we're trying to discover God's beauty, truth, and goodness through his creation. And whether that creation is calculus or art or music and so on. And so, you know, our partnership with the Ohio Met is a great one because I'm here to tell you that that orchestra and that chorale makes beautiful music. They're absolutely true to their art form. I mean, they're a true pops orchestra and very entertaining. And they're really good at what they do, and what they do is good for the community. And so I'm just really excited about being able to partner with the orchestra. I will tell you that beyond just sort of a natural partnership and alignment, it just so happens that there are strong personal associations between our two organizations. The arranger, Jeff Smith, who is a very talented arranger, he does he works all over the country in terms of arranging music for a lot of different corporate events and organizations. He is actually a Mars Hill dad. Two of his daughters graduated from Mars Hill within the last couple of years, and he has a daughter here now. And his wife is actually a teacher, Julie. She's a teacher here at Mars Hill Academy, so there's a strong association there. The marketing manager for the orchestra, Christine Smith, is a Mars Hill mom. And then we have several musicians who have graduated from Mars Hill Academy that play in the orchestra. And we have several of our students that participate in the chorale. So, in addition to it being a natural sort of partnership between a school that focuses on beauty, truth, and goodness and a great orchestra and chorale, there are some personal connections there as well.
That is fantastic. I really love that. That's wonderful.
Well, great. That's great. Now, if you like a little bit more about the school, I'd be happy to talk about that, but I'm wondering if Jessica maybe ought to talk a little bit about the music that will be presented on.
Oh, yes.
Jessica, you up for that?
I am up for that, Rick. Thank you. Okay, so this show is a coordinated show. So we have tonight our favorite tunes from Broadway and from the silver screen. We will be catching from everybody's favorite Beauty and the Beast numbers. When I was at rehearsal last night, they did a beautiful job, and it was just breathtaking. And I cannot wait to hear the orchestra come in. Just hearing them practice with the piano, and it was just beautiful how they put that together. We will be doing favorite pop, film. I just like had a brain fart on the film that I wanted to just share with you, actually. But I know there will be a number from Skyfall will be performed, Lion King, and so many more favorites from Broadway. It's just beautiful to hear them singing and hearing the soloists do their part and hit the different octaves, and it was just so great. I cannot wait to see it all come together because I keep on coming in little segments. I haven't heard the whole thing yet, so it's like I cannot wait for the show to open and see
Together. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And, you know, the best part of this is that all the proceeds are going back to the Ohio Metropolitan Pops Orchestra and Mars Hill Academy. The Pops, I've got to tell you, you know, they're a regional orchestra, but they can easily be an important national music group with a little more marketing. And so the proceeds for this event will be used, a part of them will be used by the Ohio Met to create a little more stir beyond just this Midwestern area that we're located in. Hopefully we can market them a little more and a little more effectively. And some of the proceeds are actually going to Mars Hill Academy, and they will be used to provide tuition assistance to less privileged families in our school family. Currently, we have about 350 kids enrolled in the school, K through 12, and about 180 to 190 families. And about two-thirds of those families actually receive tuition assistance in order to attend the school. And about a quarter of our students would not be at the school if it was not for the generosity of folks that help us with tuition assistance and scholarshiping opportunities. So the proceeds that will be given to Mars Hill will actually be used to pay for tuition assistance for a less less privileged family for the 2015 and 2016 school year. So it's a really great event. It's a really noble cause, and it's gonna help out at least one family at Mars Hill a great deal, and we're very thankful for that. And you know, the Ohio Met reached out to us, and we were very glad to be able to partner with them in that regard.
That is fantastic. You know, there's nothing like a beautiful orchestra and the music that comes from that. And it just really touches, to me, it just touches you so deep within your heart and soul. I just think that's absolutely beautiful. That's going to be an amazing event.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt about it in my mind, and I know Jessica feels the same. Of course, Jessica has been involved with the orchestra for a lot longer than I have now, and so she's heard a lot of beautiful music being played and sung. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know Jessica introduced me to Nancy James, and when I first listened to her music, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, I was so blown away. And she just had the voice of an angel, and I just listened to this one song a couple times, and it just touched me. It really was touching.
Right. Well, and if you're a Cincinnatian, if you've been around any longer than, you know, 20 or 25 years, which I have, and that's a good thing in that it's a great place to live. It's a bad thing in that it makes me really old. But if you've been around a long time, you know that Nancy James, she started as an entertainer here locally, with some of the television and radio broadcasts that were produced here locally. She's very well known in the Cincinnati area, actually in sort of this region, the Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio region. And just an incredible voice, powerful voice, and she will complement that orchestra like you won't believe. So we're really excited about that. And you know, the appeal of this event is very wide. I mean, so if you're a Nancy James fan, you're probably in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, if you're a fan of The Lion King, you're probably anywhere from 3 to 30 or thereabouts. So we're expecting to see youngsters and oldsters and everything in between on Friday night, May 15th.
Oh, fantastic. Now, how many people are you expecting?
Jessica, you want me to jump in?
I was thinking, you can't do that. I was thinking close to 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're, if the entire place sells out, we'll have about 1,000. I know that we have probably about 850 seated tickets, and then there'll be standing room after that. I should mention that Hope Church, which is located in Mason in northern Cincinnati, has been very gracious to allow us to use their auditorium. Hope Church is a large church with a beautiful auditorium. Acoustically, it's just fantastic. And so Benjamin, the producer, and Jeff Smith, the arranger, have been there. We played some music, and it's just it's incredible. The reason I mention it is that Hope Church is offering this to us because it is a fundraiser at no cost. And so I just want to put a shout out to Hope Church. It's a great church. We really appreciate what you're doing for us, and hopefully someone from Hope hears this and passes this on to their leadership team. We're very thankful for them.
Oh, that's awesome. And I also think it's really fantastic that some of the proceeds from the event will be helping towards the Mars Hill Financial Assistance Program to help families because, you know, there is a lot of talent out there, and I kind of feel like sometimes our younger younger people may not get the quote-unquote breaks that they need when they have so much talent just because of their financial status or maybe their family situations. You know, they might not have opportunities. So I feel like this might open the door, too, for some amazing talent to come out of this and just give some more opportunities and give back, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right about that because here at Marceau Academy, we're very much about the beautiful things that God has created, and music is really important, and visual art and theater is really important here, and it is important for children of all socioeconomic backgrounds and parenting situations to have an opportunity to participate in that. And I will tell you that here at Mars Hill, I mean, we have families, even though we're a private school, we have families that are hovering just above that poverty, you know, that federal poverty level. And so this tuition assistance is really, really important. And the great thing is you can come on Friday night, May 15th, 7:30, I got to keep playing that, at Hope Church, and you not only will hear great music and great singing, you will be supporting and investing in a wonderful cause, both in the Ohio Met and also in tuition assistance at Mars Hill Academy. So, you know, it's like a win-win-win-win-win, right? I mean, there's just a lot of good things here, and we really hope that you'll come out for this event.
That's fantastic. I wish I could be there. It just sounds so exciting and just such a, it sounds like a beautiful night out. It really does.
Oh, wish you could be here too.
I know.
Well, you know,
well,
maybe next year, and we're planning to do this again next year. Maybe you can put it on your calendar and maybe scoop up a cheap airline ticket. You can certainly stay in the guest room of my house if you'd like. I'm sure my wife would mind.
Oh, you guys are
so
nice. You know what?
You're
never know, right?
You never know.
I had a guest on yesterday, a musician on yesterday, and a couple words he said to me really, really stuck in my head. We were just talking about music. He's a musician, and he's really great. And we were just kind of chit-chatting about life and music and how he got to where he is today. And one thing he said to me, and it stuck with me all day yesterday, he said, live each day as if it's your last. And so it really stuck with me. And you know what? That's so true. And people need to get out and do what they want to do and do what makes them happy and absolutely help others along the way, you know, giving back. And it's important. It sounds like a really amazing event, you guys. I'm so excited for everyone involved.
Right, right. Well, you know, at the end of this, we'll be happy to take any questions about the event. I can tell you that tickets are available online. And Jessica, I hope I'm not stealing your thunder. You can visit the Ohio Met at www.ohiomet.org. Or you can actually come here to Mars Hill Academy in Mason. And we're at www.marshill.edu to get our directions to the school. We'll be happy to sell you tickets. I'll tell you, the tickets run about $20 for sort of side view tickets. There isn't a bad seat in the entire auditorium, but the $25 tickets are up closer and sort of in a central section, and it'll be like the optimal listening experience, the $25 tickets. But the $20 tickets aren't bad. I will tell you, they're going pretty quick, so if you want a ticket, you'd better jump online here pretty quickly, because we do expect this to be a complete sellout, and we know that tickets are selling pretty fast right now. So,
you know, and on that note, Rick, $20 or $25 for such a beautiful event is really just jump change. I mean, that is, I was thinking that maybe they'd be like $75. $80 for a ticket, but I mean $20-$25 for seats, for really good seats. I think that's fantastic.
Right, and you know, actually, somebody asked me this morning, why in the heck are they so cheap? Well,
yes.
I'll tell you why they're so cheap, and cheap isn't the right word, but why are they so inexpensive? You know, they're so inexpensive because we want many of our school families to be able to participate and to listen, and so. You know, many of our families you know, again, you know, are in a financial situation that doesn't allow them to necessarily spend a lot of money. And many of our families are large. It's not uncommon to have a family of 4, 5, 6, 7 kids at Mars Hill Academy. And you can imagine
wow.
a $50 ticket, if tickets were $50, you know, a family of 7, that'd be a pretty good chunk of their finances for a month. So we wanted to keep the cost
Absolutely.
Reasonable to allow a lot of different folks to attend. And so, you know, we're willing to make a little bit less on the proceeds in order to share the experience with a lot of other people.
That's fantastic. I could see where the tickets will definitely start getting to that sellout point because we're only a couple of weeks away from the event. And at that kind of price point, I really think that, A, it'll be a beautiful night out, and it'll be affordable for folks. I think that's really important. And what a wonderful thing you're doing.
Oh, well, you know, I have to give most of the credit to Jessica and the Ohio Met. I mean, quite honestly, they're the ones that created the idea and have worked hard to make this happen. I have a small marketing staff here at Mars Hill Academy, so we've been doing the best we can to keep up with them. But I'll tell you, Christy Smith, who is the marketing manager, and also Jessica, hard chargers. I mean, these ladies are just kicking it. And I'm really impressed with the work that they're doing, and we're frankly having a hard time here at Mars Hill keeping up with them. So I commend them.
I'm all the way out here in Seattle, and I've known about this just in chit-chatting with Jessica. And then we decided, oh, let's do a show and really get this out there. And so, yes, I have to give kudos to Jessica as well. She's doing a great
yeah.
job for you.
Well, she's got a lot of energy, and she's clearly, you can't see her, obviously. We're on radio here, but she's a lot younger than I am. And so I'm sure that's where a lot of that energy comes from. She's also very passionate about the Metropolitan Pop Orchestra. So has a lot to do with it.
Well, this is fabulous. And if you'd like to kind of just let everybody know where they can find you again online in case they didn't write it down the first time, I think it's really important.
Sure. Yeah, online at www.ohiomet, that's O-H-I-O-M-E-T .org, ohiomet.org. Or you can go to Mars Hill, www.marshill.edu. That is our school website, and there you can find directions to the school. If you live close to the school in Mason or Westchester or Liberty Township, just pop by the school, and there's no additional cost to buy in person, and so we'd be happy to sell you tickets. Most of the tickets will be sold online. And so I would say that if you're eager to attend, you best get online there tomorrow and get those tickets reserved.
Absolutely. 10 days away to
yeah.
May 15th, big night. And I'd love to hear how everything turns out for you guys. I'm really interested in this. I think it's, like I said, it's going to be an amazing event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. Ms. Catherine, I do want to tell you there is also a ticket line. If you prefer not to order online, the ticket line is area code 513-805-7744. That's 513-805-7714.
Perfect. And a quick question for you guys. Can people make donations, or is it just through ticket sales?
People can definitely make donations, and you know, you can donate the night of the show. There will be a table there with an opportunity to donate both to the orchestra and to Mars Hill. Additionally, you're able to donate on the Ohio Met website as well as the Mars Hill Academy website. So lots of ways to give. In fact, I just added a button to the Mars Hill website that says Donate Now. So you push it once, and boom, it takes you right to PayPal. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's easily done.
Well, this is great, you guys. You know, I wish you all the very best. I'll be so anxious to hear how everything turns out, but I know it's going to be a huge success.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and really, we really appreciate you having us on today. We appreciate the awareness that you're raising, both for the orchestra and the school, and I just want to thank you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Rick and Jessica, thank you so much for being here today and for everything that you guys do and for this beautiful event that's going to take place. I really, really appreciate your time today as well. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Enjoy that sunshine.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you both very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was an exciting show, everyone. So don't forget Ohio Metro. And on Twitter, you can find them at Ohio Met. They are on Facebook and on Instagram. Instagram is Ohio Met Pops. So please feel free to take a peek at what they're doing for May 15th. It's going to be an amazing event. And if you can't make it, such as myself this year, feel free to make a donation. I know that they'd really appreciate it. Like we talked about, some of the proceeds will be going to the Morris Hill Financial Assistance Program. And that helps families provide a break on tuition at the school through a scholarship. So that's really, really important. Our young people are the future of tomorrow. So thank you again, Jessica and Rick, and I hope everybody has a fabulous day and a good rest of your week. Bye for now, everyone.